Friends, there is a modern disease called boredom. Often I hear from people, I'm getting very much bored. And because they feel bored, they start really doing all kinds of nonsensical things to occupy themselves. They run to parties because they are bored. They run to a cinema because they are bored. They run to a restaurant because they are bored. And in the end, they come back nothing but tired and exhausted. So what is the remedy of boredom? And why do we get bored? We get bored because we are in pursuit of outer happiness and not progress. A person who is engaged with his progress, inner progress, outer progress, never gets bored. But there is always something to learn. There is always something to know. There is always something to do within. There is always something, some progress that we need to make. So, for example, when we have a little time, when nobody is around, then instead of feeling lonely, we should take it as a blessing. And in that moment, we should try to reflect upon the great mysteries of existence. We can look at a star, study its space and wonder what set them into motion. We can look at a flower and wonder how beautifully it blooms with an aspiration that may our life be like a flower. We can reflect upon customs and traditions and wonder whether they are really necessary or should we lead a different kind of life, another kind of life, more in tune with the truth of our being. So, boredom is a sign that we are really not engaging with ourselves. And because we are not engaging with ourselves, not discovering ourselves, we become closed in a small little shell, which we call as ourself, which is nothing else but a little container, the ego self. And beyond a point, it obviously, we can't do much. It's like a small fish tank in which we are moving and we become restless, we become bored. So don't be in the fish tank, plunge into the sea, the vastness of life, the vastness of creation, and contemplate it endlessly. Become vast, and one will never be bored and lonely. Be like a river. This is a path of life we can choose. So what really is a river's journey? River knows, must remember its source. It must stay connected with the source. If a river is disconnected from the source, it stops after a while filling itself. Equally, it must know where it's going. So the river knows it's coming from the great mountains, which are the perennial source of the waters that flow through it. And it's going into the sea, and that completes its journey. So what happens when obstacles come? It simply circuits around it, bypasses it, or sometimes if the obstacle is small, it passes through it, or even drowns it in the course of its path. So we too must remember these two things are important. Where do we come from and where are we going? As is our aim, so is our life. If we don't know it, then we are like a little pond which dries up. But if we know where we are coming from and where we are going, then we are like the river which is ever revivifying itself, rejuvenating itself, ever discovering new things within itself because it's flowing all the time toward the ocean. And knowing its goal, nothing really can come in its way permanently. So be like a river. It's a beautiful lesson to flow with life, but knowing the goal and the origin. Many people speak about flowing, going with the flow, but it's not enough to go with the flow. One must know, where are we flowing? And one must know, where am I coming from? Answer these two questions and see the life will change.